From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. This evening in Iraq, thousands of U.S. Marines and Iraqi forces are ready to move at a moment's notice on Fallujah to retake the city from insurgents. Iraq's interim Prime Minister Ayad Alawi, meanwhile, has declared emergency rule to boost security for upcoming elections. It will apply throughout the country except in the northern region of Kurdistan. As for Fallujah, Alawi's spokesman said the Prime Minister hoped the promised U.S. offensive could be avoided, but he was not optimistic. NPR's Anne Garrels is embedded with the 1st Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment outside Fallujah and filed this report.
In the gutted shells of buildings which now pass for their barracks, Marines from Bravo Company waited for orders to move out. Some tested their gas masks. There's intelligence the insurgents may have stocks of nerve gas. Others cleaned their weapons for the nth time. They tried to limit what they put in their packs, since many will be moving on foot. But ammunition is heavy. The only luxury for Lance Corporal Nathan Natten, a picture of his family.
I don't know if I get a chance to look at him.
His mission?
Kill the enemy, man. That's about it.
Platoon commander Lieutenant Carlo DeSantis knows taking Fallujah will be difficult.
Lots of training, but I don't know if there's too many people that have ever done anything like what we're supposed to about to do.
Marines have made a makeshift altar and pews out of cinder blocks. About 100 gathered for a morning service.
I don't like to look at this as the last Sunday, but we're kind of here before this attack. And I just pray for your special hedge of protection around this whole entire battalion, that you keep these men safe. And we're all looking at it with worries and doubts.
Officers have compared the anticipated assault to the attack on the Vietnamese city of Hue, when Marines lost 147 and inflicted 5,000 dead or wounded in 1968. This afternoon, 3,000 Marines gathered to hear the commanding general, who turned up at this base to rally the troops. He called Fallujah a town held by mugs, thugs, murderers, and intimidators. General John Sattler said the Marines' job is to help the Iraqis do what they could not do for themselves.
Okay, God bless you. Each and every one, you know what your mission is.
These Marines anticipate they'll be fighting in a dense urban setting riddled with invisible roadside bombs, suicide attackers, and booby traps. 21-year-old Corporal Sean Rogers, with a rifle platoon, plays over in his mind how to maintain communications with his buddies.
Making sure all your guys are together, accounted for, making sure you're not taking fire from getting blue on blue. Marines shooting other Marines because they're thinking, you know, they're the enemy.
A young Marine who wished to be known only as Ben expressed concerns about the strict rules of engagement, under which Marines may only fire when the target has been positively identified as the enemy. He says this puts them at a disadvantage.
We're not murderers, but I do believe in self-defense. We're dealing with people that don't want to play by the rules. It's very confusing.
To help the Marines, Colonel Mike Ramos says all vehicles in Fallujah will be ordered off the road to make it easier to avoid civilians and identify car bombers.
If a Marine feels that it is necessary to protect the lives of his fellow Marines, he is empowered to engage a moving vehicle. He's empowered to destroy whatever needs to be destroyed.
Officers have encouraged the Marines to work with the Iraqi troops assigned to their units, despite concerns about their reliability. Over the weekend, at least 100 Iraqis have deserted from one Iraqi battalion, including a company commander who was privy to elements of the battle plan. Because he was a Kurd, it's hoped he simply fled because he was scared, not because he was going over to the other side. Anne Garrels, NPR News, outside Fallujah.